Appreciate it. Man, that's a tough one. Marked improvement, obviously, from last week. But just give me your thoughts on a game where offensively you guys kind of started slow but got it rolling into the second half. And then, obviously, that turnover late was what really cost you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that stands out to me the most is the pass I missed on third and one to extend our drive that would have been our game-winning drive there at the end. But I think just overall as an offense, we got way too many yards in the game with too few points. We can't have well over 300 yards of offense and only getting to the end zone one time. That's just not going to win football games. So we're going to just be better as a team, and it starts with me, and we're going to get back to the drawing board and make sure we can finish these drives, because we've shown in spurts last week and most of the game this week that we can drive the ball and we can extend drives and move the length of the field. But we just got to make sure we finish that at the end.
All right, Ryan King's up here with a question for you.
Hey, I got a question for you regarding D. Walker obviously going down an injury. That's a tough one to take on going into game day. But talk about your relationship that you built during this game with 17 targets going to Kenny Lawler and the incredible game that he had.
Oh, I didn't even know I targeted him 17 times. But Kenny is a... beyond his talent, because that's obvious, he is just a tremendous person. His work ethic and the fire and energy that he brings to the offense and to the team is unmatched. And it can't be calculated by stats or by, 40 times and stuff like that. He's obviously, the best receiver in the league when he steps on the field, but he's way more than that. And he's just a special person and a special part of our team. So being able to get the ball in his hands as often as we can is only going to help our offense.
Not a lot of guys can make that catch for that touchdown tonight either.
Yeah, that was one of those things where, just giving him an opportunity to be great. And that was something we talked about in the quarterback room, that we didn't do enough in the first week. Letting him do the things that he does and make those great plays and one-on-one coverages. And that was something I went into the game trying to make sure that I gave him that opportunity.
All right, Nick, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you.
Nick Harbaugh.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.